Ted, you know, returning back to God is necessary. Returning back to love is necessary. And it says, but I'm going to make you being able to do it so hard. I keep trying to be loving, but I fail. And I keep trying to be more spiritual than I fail. You see what I'm saying? It's like, oh, yeah, you need to get back. You need to get right. But your ego said, but it's going to be hard.
But you can't do it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Anybody heard that voice? Okay. Okay. Then it says, he says, notice the course said that the ego can easily make the idea seem difficult. It didn't say the ego could really make it difficult to get back to love. It just said your ego can tell you all the reasons why the idea is difficult. See what I'm saying? I can make it seem like that's a difficult idea for you to be happy all the time and fulfilled within yourself. You need to. All of us need to, the ego says. But I can make it so hard for you. First thing I want you to do is go out and ask the wrong person for a date. You know what I'm saying? You know, go do something that's going to ultimately make it hard for you to love. Because it's always easier to love a person you really appreciate than a person that you're afraid and upset with. So if you want to keep love away from you, you keep people away from you that you can love. Because if you had people that you could love or let your love come through, then you obviously would receive it. Because you've given it. But if you surround yourself with people that it's hard for you to love, you see, then you're making the idea seem difficult. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you need to be a loving person, but I'll make it difficult by trying to get you to love all these people you fear. And if you're upset with, so most true students are spending their time not loving the people they love. They're trying to love the people that they don't.
That's right.
And they think that's being on the spiritual path. So let me get this straight. I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life trying to like everything I don't. And that's supposed to sound like a good time. You know, I'm supposed to like spend all my time trying to love the people I really frankly don't care for. And this is being given to a higher level of consciousness. Or would it be me appreciating that which I do love because it's so easy to love, because I appreciate it so much, and then draw love to me. So much love that it just spills over into those areas with those people that I used to have a problem loving. Because I'm so happy, they can't bother me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When you know, some of you know what I'm talking about. When you're really feeling good, life is really working in your perception, and you just zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, right?
Right.
All the people you're upset with, all of a sudden you find it's just not bothering you the way that it used to.
Right.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So those people that upset you that you think you got these grievances against, just let them be part of the love overflow.
Okay.
Don't spend all your time focusing on them.
No.
Don't spend all your time focusing on them. Just, you know, God is the love in which you forgive them. Yes. In other words, God, let your love take care of them. Yes. Right now, I ain't got nothing for them. Okay, I'm in the process of learning to strengthen my weakened ability to be grateful by starting to appreciate that which I do appreciate so that the love in me can grow and come through. And then love will start to take the forms in my life that's best for me in every way that I need it. And I'll be so full and so full of appreciation that I recognize that whatever it is I'm upset about never really occurred. And I'll tell you why. Because if it was really happened, it'd be happening now. Because whatever is real never ends. So if it was really going on, you'd have to be experiencing it right now.
Then I have a little
boss. I know. That's deep. That's deep. Was it deep?
Yes.
He says, you can make the idea. He says, the Holy Spirit tells you that even return is unnecessary. Because what never happened cannot be difficult. What never happened cannot be difficult. And since you never were separate from God, getting back to God can't be hard. Because you never were separate from God. So getting back to God, you know, it's like you're sitting in the church going, you know, I got to get back to that stool that I'm sitting on at Unity Temple. But how can it be difficult for me to get back on the stool at Unity Temple when me being separate from sitting on the stool at Unity Temple never happened? It's never difficult to do anything that's never occurred. You know, it's hard for me to be Earl Purdy. Give me a break. You know, it can't be difficult to be what you are. That's the easiest thing to be. It's hard to be what you're not. So if your life is a reflection of what you are not, your life is full of struggle now. But since what you are is with you at all times, then everything that troubles you could be corrected in the twinkling of an eye. Instantly. Now, even if I don't know how to have that happen, if I was sane, I'd be glad to hear. See, but my ego mind goes, but I don't know how I could make it happen in the twinkling of an eye. So therefore, I can't get excited about that idea because you haven't told me how I am supposed to make it happen in a twinkling of an eye. See it? That's why we don't get excited, because it's now something else for me to try to figure out to do that I don't know how to do. Now I got to try to make me happy in the twinkling of an eye. And I'm having a hard time getting to the cleaners. You know what I'm saying? So this is when you go into the state of mind that says, I am willing to have a solution that I haven't thought of, that I can't even think of, that seems like it's totally beyond me. I'm still willing to have, to receive it. That's what we should do. That's what we should do, okay? So take a breath. And don't try to analyze anything that you've heard today. It's okay. Don't try to figure it out. 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 Don't do a yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. I know y'all love those nice, round, juicy, firm yes, buts. But leave them alone. Leave them alone. I want to recognize that the separation hasn't occurred. I want to recognize that the separation hasn't occurred. I want to recognize 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 the separation never occurred. I want to recognize the separation never occurred. Separation from the solution has never occurred. And I want to see that, by the way.